Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Hey folks, thanks for joining me. Another show here of Real Estate Realities. Boy, we only have a couple more episodes left for the year. It is sad, but it is reminding me we have to get in some more information for you, the radio listener. We got some learning to do. And I tell you what, folks, I had some learning these last 4 to 5 months. And it's a sad story because, you know, it was quite a reminder on what the territory you're in when you're doing a new build home. And I had a client doing a new build with Challenger Homes, and they started this process quite some time ago, actually, 7-8 months ago. And, you know, we talked about this when we hit February, March. I said, you have to lock in your rate, pay for an extended rate lock, because rates will go up. And thankfully, my client did that. But then we had some major issues on the build and some foundation issues and some flooding issues. And it was such a reminder to me that even though you're doing a new build, doesn't mean things can't go wrong. And you as the consumer need to make sure you're checking in, because this is what my client was doing, was checking in and seeing things that he wasn't being notified of. And what you have to do is be diligent, folks, because on a new build, I usually was going, oh, we just coast and they get it done and no worries. But as you're there looking at the new build process, there's a lot of different people touching your home and a lot of things can go wrong. And unfortunately, in this case, a lot of things did go wrong. And my client ended up having to terminate the contract with Challenger Homes because there were so many issues with this house and foundation repairs being made and flooding. And it is just something I wanted to touch on and let you know, the radio listener, just because you're doing a new build doesn't mean you shouldn't be checking in, walking your property, making sure the quality is done right, and making sure you get a home inspector. Folks, if you take anything away from today's show, take away the fact that you need a home inspector to look at your new build before you go and sign the final paperwork. And honestly, folks, the market we're in now, resale's taking a hit. Don't buy new builds. They're on smaller lot sizes. Their taxes are higher. Just telling you, the quality isn't there anymore. On some of these older homes, there's much better quality. So buy a resale home. That's what I did, and I'm totally remodeling it. If you'd like to have something that's a little more custom to you and your family, then buy a resale home. And then you can remodel it the way you would like, folks. The new builds sound great, but I'm telling you right now, you want to give them the Heisman, go to the resale market. Better deals, better quality, and you're in charge, folks. You're in charge of the remodel. You know what is getting done. Anyway, that's the good and the bad right there. A very good learning experience, and something that you need to remember as the radio listener. Be diligent when you're doing a new build. You're listening to Justin Hermes, and we'll be right back on how to pop rent. If you need anything in the meantime, call me, 232-1063, or go to thehermesteam.net. We'll be right back. Are you ready for a good time? Get started.
Get about the troubles in life. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking around. Boy, we were limping along, but no worries. I got a Coca-Cola and we are back in the game. So, anyway, we're talking about how to pop rent, folks, and how to do it properly, right? I see so many people throw their money down the drain. They go in and they fully dime out these units with tile and granite and, you know, they put in hardwood floors and they go over the top. Worse yet, I see people go and spend money on putting new plumbing in. I just had someone do that because they said polybutylene's bad, or the old Aldoc windows, they're bad. There was a class action lawsuit, or I have a Federal Pacific. That's bad. We ripped it out. Well, how much did you spend ripping all that stuff out? Like 15 grand. That's not going to help you get any more rent. What was wrong with the windows? Well, there was something online that said they were bad. Oh, okay. How about the Federal Pacific panel? Well, let's say they said that was bad too. Okay, how about the polybutylene? Well, that's bad. Was it any of it breaking? No. Okay, I'll give you a good example, folks. Polybutylene, it's a certain type of plumbing that was used back in the 80s, 90s. And the issue is when it has chlorine inside of it, it expands and contracts, leading it to break. Well, guess what? Big issues in Florida, not so much here in Colorado. So that is why you be careful what you do with your rental property, where you're putting your money, and making sure it's you're going to see it pay dividends, folks. If you're just tuning in, it's Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Feel free to call me at 232-1063. The reason why you need to get into an investment property, go back and look at the dollar, how much value it lost starting in the 1970s, and watch now. It's going to tank over this next year. The dollar is going to continue to lose value, and it won't matter if you have $2-3 million in your 401k, because it's not going to do it, and it's not going to protect you against inflation. So you get a real estate asset, and you have to look at, where do I put my money with this? Number one, learn your property. Now, it needs to be livable, it needs to be nice, but don't go in and start fixing every little thing and upgrading it to the nines out of the chute before you even have a renter in. Folks, make it livable. Right? I mean, we don't want any health and safety issues. We don't want, you know, holes in the carpet. We don't want holes in the drywall, but you get those things fixed up. You can have an older house just fine. Get somebody in there, get the cash flow going, and learn about the house. That way you're trying not to make fast decisions, folks. I've done that myself. I purchase a property. I get it fixed up a little bit, probably put my average $3,000 to $4,000 in, and I rent it for 2 to 3 years. And then I go, okay, maybe do this or this over time. Number one, I'm not leveraging all my money at once. And number two, I'm not making a knee-jerk decision or operating under a time crunch, right? You don't want to get yourself in that situation. When we talk about areas to remodel where you see your biggest bang for buck is the kitchen and the master bath, folks. That's what you need to focus on. Those two things pay dividends, okay? So when we look at kitchens, a lot of times I see people talking, well, we need new cabinets. And I go, whoa, 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 hold on one second. We can refinish these cabinets, which I've done before, put on new hardware, crisp them up. They look very nice. But then some people go, well, the drawers don't work. We have some issues. Well, we can reface them, folks. We don't have to rip out all the cabinets. I mean, materials are very expensive now. So if you're looking at doing a kitchen remodel, look to refinish, reface, right? When you're looking at flooring in the kitchen, vinyl is great. A fantastic option, sheet vinyl. Price is great, and it wears for a long time. You'll get a lot of use out of it. The other thing, too, is you can get used appliances. Appliance Factory Outlet, they do used appliances. You don't have to have brand new appliances. So when you're looking at the kitchen counters, number one, Formica's okay. I have Formica in my house. Number two, you can do transformation granite right over the Formica countertop, folks. There's so many things you can do to be creative to pop rent. Rather than going in, hiring a big-time contractor and saying, we're going to totally remodel this and make it beautified. You're just not going to get your money back. It's an investment. You want to make remodels on your house. You want to be wise, but you're also living there. It's different. This, you have to make sure that you're putting your dollar to use, right? So the other thing, too, I want to notify you of is, you know, paint, you have to be careful with, folks. Make sure that you talk to a Sherwin-Williams or a Home Depot and say, hey, these paint colors I'm using, how long have they been around? Is this a line we may see discontinued? We see grays that, you know, perform really poorly, right? We see these certain color aspects, like a blue that is very tough to match once you've done the patchwork on it. And that is something we have seen more and more. As people have a hole in a wall, they hang a TV, then they try to patch it, and then the paint doesn't match. They can't get it to blend. So be very conscientious of what type of paint you are using. The other thing is washer dryer as well, folks. Be careful if you're providing these, you know, where they're located. Is there a drain that if they overflow, that's going to drain out, right? Is it located on the upper story or is it located on the main level? Are you providing them or are you not providing them? It depends on the price point. Some price points I say I think you should provide them. Or if you purchase the house and they're already in there, let's leave them. Maybe we leave them as a bonus item. It all depends on the price point there. Okay, so we've talked about the kitchen. how you can do some fun things in there with new hardware, refinish, reface, you know, do the transformation granite, used appliances, do the sheet vinyl. When we talk about exterior, I see people who go, well, we're going to stucco this house. And, you know, unless the siding is falling off, folks, we're going to have a hailstorm in the next couple of years. And I've done this myself. I've waited till we had a hailstorm, especially on vinyl, but even on press board siding, when you get hail hits, you're going to get credit for that. My house on Logan, it got so beat up that we were able to stucco the whole house, no cost out of pocket, and then put a new roof on, and then, listen to this, new windows. So I tell my buyers, they go and purchase, I say, if it is functional, let's wait, because chances are, over the next 2 to 3 years, you will get a hailstorm, and guess what? That stucco job that was $20,000 is now just costing you your deductible of $2,500, right? So be very conscientious on what you're doing on the exterior. Some other things on the exterior as well is the lighting. Lighting is very important, folks. Number one, for safety. Number two, for curb appeal. And you want to make sure you have nice lights, whether they're solar, floodlights. Very important. You can really flash up and outside by putting on a new front porch light, things like that. They definitely help when it comes to curb appeal. The other thing I'm going to tell you is be careful with yards, folks. I've tried to zero-scape more and more of my rental properties now. Number one, because if you have a fourplex, you're paying for your water bill, and the water bills are going to continue to go up and up as years go on here. There's no doubt about it. But number two, you're not going to find a renter willing to water as much as you would probably as a homeowner, right? So if you can zero-scape the front yard, then that takes care of that. The neighbors are happy. You're not dealing with grass that is getting too high and dead grass, things like that. So the zero-scaping works great, especially on multifamily. So we hop back inside now, and we're looking at bathrooms. You have to listen to this, folks. This is so important. When you're doing a bathroom, I've even had people rip bathrooms out and they redo them, and I go, why did you put tile in? Well, tile's nice. It's the best, but it's a rental property. Well, what's wrong? I want it to be nice. You're dealing with caulking issues. Tile's going to fall apart. It's going to chip. Folks, if you get anything out of today's show, get into a custom fit tub, a liner, an insert. Get away from caulking, tile. All those things cause issues. You're going to get a bathtub insert that's going to last you 15, 20 years, and the tile's going to have issues after 5 years. Water behind the walls, mold. I've seen it firsthand. You know, the tiles crack or the caulking goes bad, water gets behind there, the whole thing gets rotted out. Now you have mold behind there, right? It's not pretty. So use a insert, stay away from tile. And the other thing I'm going to say too is with the showers, it doesn't take much to redo the fixtures in there, right? Put some brushed nickel in, put a new head shower in. Make sure you also have a fan, folks, an exhaust fan in the bathroom, because we see so much mold growing in the bathrooms. And that's an area where we see maintenance issues really come alive. And that is where you got water, folks, around the kitchen sink, right? In the bathroom, bathtubs. And so if you have questions on any of this stuff, call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Other things you can look at too, folks, is the recessed lighting, right? We have a lot of homes that are 1970s. They're lamp lighting. It is totally dates the place. You have also around the lighting, popcorn ceiling, right? One of the best things you can do is scrape that popcorn off, folks. It totally gives a dated feel. It doesn't take a lot to scrape the popcorn off, get it repainted, get it textured. It just dates the house when you have popcorn ceiling. And when you do that, go in, add some lamp lighting. You can put in a fan in a bedroom that has lamp lighting. My electrician Jimmy can go put it in for you, and with a couple hundred dollar fan, he can put it in for $500. Now you have overhead light. You flip a switch and it's on. You don't have to worry about a lamp, and you have an overhead fan circulating air. These are the things that renters will look at. These are the things you put your money into. You may get double back, folks. Okay. Other things you do around the kitchen, you can add a breakfast bar. There's some creativity that can be done there. You can do some under cabinet lighting that looks super slick. That'll cost you $20, $30 if you put it in yourself, right? We work back to the exterior again. You can look at doing stuff with the deck. A lot of that's maintenance, you know, stain, keeping it painted. When you have a deck that is not covered and not treated, it's going to rot, folks. And we see a lot of deck rot, and that's a liability for you as the landlord. So I'm going to tell you right now, I just did it up on my property on Corinth. I had Eric come in, boom, took care of it. He actually painted that one. It was better to paint it than get it stained. He charged me $1,500, painted the whole thing. It was about, probably 20 by 18. and got it all painted up, and it was like $1,500. And it's going to help the longevity of the deck, but also it's going to look much better, right? So there's so many things you can do. The list can go on and on. We talked about new fixtures, new knobs, right? You can upgrade these doorknobs. You know, it's an endless list. And we got Austin Darby coming on next, so I do have to wrap it up. But I want you to call me. If you're looking at your rental property going, gee, Justin, what do I do? These are the things I'm passionate about. I would love to share with you some advice on this is the direction I would take this, and this is how I think you can be smart financially with your rental property. Stick around. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Questions over the break, give me a call, 719-232-1063, or email me at justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome into another segment here, Real Estate Realities. We got the one and only Austin Darby joining us with Main Street Insurance. He does all my personal insurance and the insurance for you, the radio listener, if you want to be a champion. Austin, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Justin. It's always a pleasure. Great to see your beautiful face.
Oh, I love that. And Austin, you know, being an ex-professional, he was listening to old tape just to make sure his brother or I didn't make a mistake. He came in the studio and told me right away that I was giving out some fake news.
Yeah, right? not quite fake news, but just when we go with numbers, I heard you talk about how the $1 million umbrella that you have is about $750. What people have to realize is that's because you own half of Colorado Springs housing. And so what really comes down to with that is
10 properties.
Okay, there
so
you go.
People know, 10, so people know. 10 properties, if you have 10 and some fourplexes, that's $750.
Higher liability, more doors, right? So for me, I only have one fourplex. Mine's $300 for the year.
How
so
much that's coverage?
$1 million. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I always tell people $1 million to start. Once you start owning more and more assets, depending on how you break it down in LLCs, but $1 million should be comfy because you already have at least $300,000 or $500,000 on your current underlying policy. So if you have $500,000 plus your $1 million umbrella, you have $1.5 million in liability if someone slips and falls, Frank Azar decides to come after you. And yeah, usually it's, you know, $30 a month for one of those policies. And I think that's just a great deal for protecting your assets. If something were ever to come to terms, you know, $30 a month will help me sleep at night.
Yeah, but if somebody they're listening, they have a single family rental property, they just have one, you would advise, you say it's worth $400,000, they are going to have current underlying protection of what you said, $200,000, $300,000?
$300,000 is typical on an auto policy and on a home policy. If you want the umbrella, usually you have to increase that on the auto to $250,500 for your liability. So $500,000 in total.
Yeah, so $500,000 may only, umbrella $500,000, someone in one single family home may only cost them a couple $100 then.
Exactly. I've seen them as low as $190.
Okay.
So $190 for the year. If you have a single family rental over your cars, over your home, you add some younger drivers, it'll increase it as well. So just knowing those factors when you're looking at an umbrella, what's going to increase that rate either way? If your kid's texting and driving, do you want someone coming after your rental properties because they rear-ended somebody and Frank Azar's trying to make a quick buck?
There it is. That's the ticket. So call Austin right now. If you own a rental property, 719-464-4705. That's 464-4705. Get the coverage. It's peace of mind. As little as a couple $100 a month, Austin.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. A couple $100 a month. And that's another coverage we wanted to talk about because it's been raining here in Colorado Springs. And just know that flood insurance is something else that is not included in your homeowner's policy. And it's something just like this. If you're not in a floodplain, that you can get for $1 a day or less. That's $365.
We digress too much, flood insurance, explain that to people because a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
They listen and they go, if I have any water leak in my house, my normal insurance is just going to cover it. They don't understand. Something comes through the window well. It's only a broken pipe, right?
Yeah, so broken pipe, water backup from your sewer, stuff like that. We always make sure we include that. It is an optional coverage, the water backup, so don't misquote me there, please. But we always try to include it in our policies and let you know that option's there. Internal water problems, yes, covered. water dumping in through your window well, if you have a basement, stuff like that. All that stuff gets damaged. Your whole basement gets flooded. We just had it happen last week to a customer, and we're super happy that they actually did have a flood insurance policy. It was over $30,000 in damage.
And they put it all back?
Oh, yeah. For 30 bucks.
Because they had the right coverage. Otherwise, you don't have that coverage. You're trying to piecemeal that thing together.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, and then
getting zero, right?
Exactly. You're getting nothing for that. So we want to make sure our people are well informed. First off the bat, and that's where we are as a company in general, us versus them is something Ben and I always talk about, is what we have to do is hold ourselves to a standard. Let's make sure that we're taking care of people the way we want to be taken care of. So that's why we have a referral system, not just amongst ourselves, but we want to be able to write you with every company. And then we also want to go, hey, this is Justin Hermes, best realtor in town. This is our mortgage team that we work with. This is our roofer that we work with. We want to make sure that we are the best that we can be for you. We're providing you with all the information you need on insurance, because it's not your job to know insurance. It's ours. So give us a call at 719-464-4705. Let us be the professionals. Let us do the shopping for you. That's another big point, is we write all these different companies to insure your home, your auto, your business. We have everything under one roof. And if we don't, the companies that we don't write, we partner with them as well. And if we can't save you money, we still want to do right by you. And we don't mind sending you somewhere else if they can save you more money. But it just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it doesn't. The people I refer to, very rarely do they say, hey, Austin, refer to somewhere else because you get better pricing. But I've heard you tell me stories of, hey, I have a buddy at State Farm and I'll call them because they specialize in this area. They do a little bit better. And, you know, and that's the heart of a teacher, folks. That's why we do the show, is just give you knowledge, help you make a good decision. And if you can save some money, get better service, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, you make that decision. But we've talked previously about consulting your agent before making a claim. Having somebody like Austin, he owns a fourplex. He knows some of this stuff on, is it worth it to make a claim? Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
He's remodeled units. So he's aware of these things. So he's a sounding board. It's not calling your agent and he's going, well, I don't own rental property. I mean, that sounds sketchy. I'd make a claim. When you're going, man, it sounds like you just need to put in some new carpet and maybe some drywall patch. That's going to be $1,000. You're going to pay your deductible and it's not worth it. But by the time you call in, it's already a ding against your rate.
Exactly. And that's something that a lot of people don't know. And honestly, I didn't know either. And that was when I got into insurance, educate, right? Anytime you do anything, you have to take an exam. So I was educating myself on insurance and I found out that even if you make a claim and it's $800 and your deductible is $1,000 and you get nothing from the insurance company, it still goes on your record as a claim. It's called a $0 claim.
And then they put an asterisk next to it that says stupid.
Yes. Hashtag, I should have used my brain before making this claim. So it's very cool that, you know, we can help advise you on that and let you know, hey, this is smarter, this is not. And that's what we talked about earlier with having a team that we recommend. We can have our contractors come out for you, give you a free estimate. Hey, it's going to cost $12,000 to repair your roof, your fence from this crazy hailstorm. Good time to make a claim. Oh, you know what? Actually, I think we could patch this up for $1,200 and your deductible's $1,000. So you're only going to get $200 and your rate's going to go up $500 a year. Doesn't make much sense. Sorry about this one, but you were going to have to come out of pocket. And I actually had two instances of this last week where myself, actually, I came out of pocket on my own property and, you know, got the work done for less than $3,000 and my deductible's $2,500. So decided not to make a claim. Had another customer that called the company directly and said, oh yeah, I didn't want to bother you. So I just called into the company directly and made the claim. And now they're saying they're not going to pay me. And I said, well, how much was the damage? And they're like, oh yeah, they said it was like less than my deductible or something. And I was like, please guys, make sure from now on, if something goes wrong, give me a call right away. 719-464-4705. We are always happy to help. It's not a burden. I hear that all the time. Like, sorry to bother you. Sorry to bug you. Call us. Say, hey, when you got a second, reach out. If I don't answer, it's because I'm on the other line assisting someone else. So just feel free to call anytime. Shoot a text. Shoot an email. We're always happy to talk to you. We want to have you as, like I said, a community, a family.
Yeah, and one thing I want to mention, Austin, you've said in the past, is if somebody makes a claim with their current insurance company, say in the past year, and then they switch to you, there could be some big cost benefits of that as far as the deductible goes, because they don't track that as closely on the insurance side. You said that a couple of years ago to me, and I've...
Yeah, so whenever you switch over, one big thing to look at whenever you're switching... Your deductible, I'm not sure exactly where you're going with that there, but...
Your premium won't
your
go
premium.
Up. Your premium. Sorry.
Okay, so sometimes, yeah, you can make a change and get your premium locked in for at least that year. So you make that first...
After you've made a claim.
After you've made a claim. So sometimes it's good to jump the gun once you've made the claim before you get, you know, skyrocketed by your current company, because they're going to try to recoup what they lost.
Yeah, and so there's a little gap area there that you can kind of play the game.
Little gap period. So if you make a hail claim... give us a call as well, 719-464-4705. We have roofers that can upgrade your roof as well to that Class 4 shingle, and you know how amazing that is in Colorado Springs. I don't know how long you've lived here, so when you get damaged, don't just throw on the same, you know, build a straw house again, you know.
Yeah.
Build a brick house, put on that Class 4 roof, so the next time this hailstorm comes around, you're laughing at your neighbors replacing their roof, and you don't have to.
That's the ticket, folks. Austin Darby's number, 719-464-4705. That's 464-4705. Austin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Justin. It's been a pleasure.
All right, folks, another show in the books. Always fun talking home, mortgage, insurance. Most important thing is using the gifts God has given you and blessing somebody else. Folks, we'll be right back here next Sunday at 10:30 and again at 1. Have a great day and win it, folks. Win the day, baby. I'm Justin Hermes.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.